Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The former Gillette City Administrator has been censured by the International City and County Management Association. Patrick Davidson's actions were deemed to be unprofessional in that they targeted and contributed to the former mayor's decision to resign. According to the news record, Davidson sent over 400 pages of correspondence between himself and Louise Carter King. 10 months after the city of Gillette announced Davidson's termination and the board asserted that Davidson's actions violated his ethical obligation to uphold the public trust. The two seats on the Campbell County Library Board have been filled by the Campbell County Board of Commissioners. Chelsea Collier and Charles Butler were appointed Wednesday morning. Collier has worked as part-time youth services librarian from 2020 to 2021. Butler is a retired Gillette resident who serves on the fire board. Gillette City Council voted to appoint Councilman Shay Lundvall and Tim Karsrud to serve on the fire board, and it's also appointed Councilman Nathan McClelland, contingent upon the Attorney General's approval of the change to the Joint Powers Board. According to the news record, Wednesday morning, the county also reappointed Jeff Boardman and Trent Jones to serve on the board. The appointments have been made to strike a balance between city and county seats on the fire board. The management of the Legacy Living and Rehab Center will be outsourced, according to Campbell County Health. The announcement came yesterday that as of August 1st, Vivage Senior Living will take over providing resources and support to the center by entering into a management services agreement with Campbell County Health. As reported by the news record, CEO Matt Shahan said the Legacy is not being sold and all employees will be kept by Campbell County Health. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.